Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The headline of the article in the Times Standard read, "Feds recommend removing dams from Klamath River on Thursday." Pretty big job for one day, I'd say. One of the other featured articles showed a couple of wrecked semi-trucks, one having been driven by a Eureka man with his son as a passenger. The driver was killed, and the son was trapped in the partly submerged truck cab for an hour and a half and was treated for hypothermia when he was finally removed from the truck. Further down the page was a picture of Shannon Miranda trying to save the life of a dying horse that had been badly treated. A very touching picture. As a former horse owner, it was hard for me to imagine letting an animal get into that terrible condition. Our animals, whether they be pets or even working animals and commercial animals such as horses, cattle, and sheep, trust us to take care of their needs and their health. To digress a bit from Friday, April 5th's paper, a few days later, some idiot put an arrow into a young horse in Fortuna. It was a four-bladed hunting arrow, not some kid's toy. The young lady that owned the horse gave a TV interview and went off on the jerks, rightfully so, and expressed my thoughts exactly. If they ever catch those offenders, we need to starve them and put an arrow in their legs so they know just how it feels. Moving on to the editorial page, a letter to the editor bemoaned the removing of the cypress trees near the location of the new site for the Lost Coast Brewery. I would like to know why they felt they had to cut down those trees also. Like the jerk that cut down the huge redwood tree in the national park. What a waste. Moving on, the Reverend Eric Duff told of a visit to Pelican Bay State Prison. It was an interesting My Word article, and he told about the problems with overcrowding. Solution? Build more prisons. I'm sorry, but letting them out just doesn't get it. The huge majority of crimes committed are committed by folks who are out on parole or just out. They need to be back in my opinion. Finally, Jim Scott submitted a My Word about traffic conditions in Eureka. He covered driving while talking on a phone, failure to stop at stop signs, law enforcement personnel included, speeding, passing illegally, and finally, the lack of enforcement. A few days later, I read where the city is trying to get some more motorcycles for traffic enforcement. Good. Now on to something more pleasant. Many of you know that I am a longtime Humboldt Harmon Air Barbershop singer. This Saturday evening at 7:29 at the Arkley Center, we are presenting our spring show, Harmony in Vaudeville, featuring 139th Street, an award-winning quartet, several local quartets, Eureka High's limited edition, and of course the Humboldt Harmon Airs. That's 7:29 p.m., April 20th at the Arkley Center. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.